Good afternoon. The front that brought showers and thunderstorms through the region late yesterday and last evening is only slowly moving through the area today. The result is a fair amount of sunshine, though mixed with clouds. Still summer-like warmth, and despite the fact that humidity levels are steadily dropping, it'll still be rather humid with temperatures in the mid-80s for afternoon highs. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and a bit muggy with temperatures back into the 60s again. Another front will make an approach tomorrow. As the moisture builds in the air, we run the risk of a few showers in the early morning hours, then a window of dry weather through the middle of the day. Then, as that next front approaches, scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop during the afternoon and into the evening hours, and some of the storms could be on the stronger side with heavy downpours and gusty winds. Out ahead of this front, tomorrow's highs will be in the mid-80s again, though, with high humidity. The front will continue to blow through on Saturday night with more showers and storms, and on Sunday we'll enjoy increasing sunshine with a developing northwest breeze. Lower humidity will drive into the region, making it feel more comfortable, and afternoon highs will be back into the upper 70s. In fact, a certain crispness in the air on Monday morning when you head back out to work or school, temperatures in the 40s and 50s, and with mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, we'll be back into the 70s with high pressure building in. That high will dominate the weather through Tuesday with more sunshine and highs near 80 before the next front comes through on Wednesday with an even more substantial cool down by the end of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of the Central Plains and Mid-Missouri Valley into the Ozark Plateau. Strong heating will lead to destabilization, and that'll occur amidst low to mid-70s dew points, and that's going to be below a pool of cooler air aloft. In this environment, a few supercells could occur with the initial development, with a primary threat of large hail and isolating damaging wind gusts and possibly even a tornado. The convection should grow upscale into a south-southeastward moving mesoscale convective system into Oklahoma and Missouri overnight, before weakening later on from Texas into the mid-Mississippi Valley. Heavy rain in this area will only compound flooding problems, and flood watches and warnings are in effect from Wichita to St. Louis. And the National Hurricane Center is tracking a large but disorganized area of disturbed weather located about 800 miles west-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. It's associated with a westward-moving tropical wave. Some gradual development of this system is possible during the next several days, and a tropical depression could form while this system moves west-northwestward and then northwestward into the central Atlantic Ocean by early next week. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm possible, upper 80s. Boston increasing sunshine in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 94, set in 1959, and the record low, 36, in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:15 p.m., 12 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, still warm and a bit humid today, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers late tonight with areas of fog, lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, warm and a bit humid still with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, muggy still, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers late tonight, with fog lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, still a bit humid with highs in the mid-80s. partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, chance of a morning shower, then breaks of sunshine. Late-day scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with highs in the mid-80s. More showers and storms Saturday night. Increasing sunshine, breezy and cooler on Sunday with lower humidity, upper 70s. Mostly sunny, pleasant Monday, mid to upper 70s. Back to the lower 80s with more sunshine Tuesday. Shower or thunderstorm Wednesday morning, then increasing sun with a breeze Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures falling through the 70s and more sunshine, but highs only in the lower 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.